Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, holding that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, holding that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend.
Pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, holding that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, holding that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding.
You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now I'm nigga in the nosebleeds. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy. Thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me. But that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy.
Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, holding that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, holding that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another episode of OG Radio with your boy B-Trey on Man's Radio Rail. And we're here with another episode of Let's Talk Tuesday.
What is going on today with y'all on this lovely Cinco de Mayo?
It is Cinco de Mayo, man. Hey, shit. So today what we'll be talking about, I'm saying, our to-do list. Sound for whenever the world opened back up. But I mean, as I've been looking and then researching and everything, and what I've been seeing, I mean, they're talking about these bees, bro. So I'm getting me a suit of armor, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I gotta get a suit of armor. I need football equipment. I'm about to go rob, I'm saying, go get some Robbins Eagles equipment.
Right.
Be out here with the Robbins Eagles. Like, bro, cause for real, for real. All right, look. So, they say that it's only been reported in Washington right now, like Upper Washington. So, cool. All right. But, as I've been thinking to myself, like, watch it up north. And that's a colder area. So, naturally, they're going to come, you know what I'm saying, southern, like we're saying, they're gonna go across. So either they're gonna go all, they're gonna go diagonal across, and they're gonna hit the Midwest, or they just gonna fuck California ass up. Either way, I'm not going. I'm giving me a suit of armor. Cause I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been doing my research. It said they sting. They're like a hot nail driving through your skin. I ain't got time for that.
So you know, I'm all about my research. These bees ain't nothing new, to be honest. All this shit was in Japan. Now,
yeah,
you,
I know.
I'm not really big into science, but if you know anything about bees, they don't travel from country to country. So for them to sit here and say that, oh, there's the murderous bees here in the United States, they had to have been brought over here from somebody. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, you're telling me somebody fucking up.
Yeah. But think about it. Think about it. Are there any bees in the cold? No. We know this. We know
that we know
when it gets cold, they go. Right. So
right.
Places like you said, Washington, can't really exist around this time because it's cold. It's right up there next to Canada. It wouldn't even last here in Chicago right now because it ain't even warm enough for them to be out and about right now.
Yeah, have not seen one single bee.
Exactly. They definitely wouldn't last in Alaska, you know what I'm saying? So
hell no.
It's always hot in China and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, shit like that, and then the size of them and everything, yeah, how could they ever come here to the United States from Japan without somebody bringing them physically over here? So, no. Either they made some shit, like it probably ain't like a real fucking bee, you know what I'm saying? Or like they, I don't know, but I don't possibly logically see how you could bring it from Japan to the United States unless you just had it quarantined and something that brought it over. That's the only way I see it happen.
Bro, I'm saying, I don't know, man. I just know for a fact I ain't fucking with these goddamn bees. As soon as I see these motherfuckers, because these motherfuckers, they say they is killing humans out there. These motherfuckers are fucking up. And I'm doing my research. I'm looking at videos. And these motherfuckers are taking down big creatures. I'm not fucking with it, bro. I'm not.
Yeah.
The first thing
been
I'm
around,
to do
I
want to
say to 2017, 2016. Oh, yeah. It ain't nothing. Yeah. But what's on your to-do list?
I'm saying, getting that armor. You know what I'm saying? Getting me some bee repellent. Anything bee related. I'm taking out everything I shed. Fuck it. I'm taking the bee out of my name. I'm just going to be known as 3. Don't even call me B3 no more. Shit, I ain't even trying to be included in this bee-ness. Just call me B3. Just call me 3. Fuck the bee.
Be the third.
Oh, just call me the third. I'm going to be royalty just the third. Mr. Third. Because I'm not really fucking with these insects at all.
Right.
Say, fuck it, let's just go back and forth then. Say, what's one of your to-do lists?
To be perfectly 100% honest, people who knows me knows that I love bars. The first thing I'm going to do is go to fucking bars. That's
really?
Number one on my list. Yes, I love going to the bar. To have a drink or two, chill with the bartender, and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, for example, for all those who are in relationships, you know, as men, being stuck in the house with your girl is cool and all, but sometimes you want to leave the house and go to the bar. Ain't been able to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I've just been in the house like,
fuck it, you come over here, I'll charge you for a shot. Shit. You know, you ain't got to go to no bar. I'll charge you for a shot if you want to get charged for a shot. If that's what you really want, sir, I can do that for you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really got to go to the bar. My girl can serve you up a shot. You talk to her, she give you a little half a drink or whatever, or Corona, or whatever, mate. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want, bro. You just pay us the money. You ain't even got to go that far. We right here with you.
I'm going to take you up on that offer.
we always drinking over.
Yeah, I'm slow sipping at the moment. But besides the bar, like really, I really want to go to the fucking barbershop.
A barbershop? I feel you.
Yes. I've been managing my own upkeep, you know. But that's you can only look semi-professional for so long, you know.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
I definitely miss going to the barbershop.
I'm over here scarred, bro. I've been trying to learn how to cut my hair for like the last year. And I ain't even gonna lie to you. I do everything and line myself up and everything. I just can't get the back. So I be bald in this bitch.
You gotta do what I did, man. Go to Family Dollar, get one of those handheld mirrors, and have at it.
Bro, I'm too lazy, bro. My head shaped weird. I need a professional.
I've been cutting my hair in high school.
I'm scared I might fuck my shit up, bro. So I had cut my hair.
I mean,
first time it was right, it's just like my lining, like I fucked it up, so I had to shave my shit and let that bitch grow back. Restart, but in the life, yeah, bro. The other time I had that shit right, but then like I you cut your shit and like hair be falling, that shit tickled my nose, bro, and it was over with. Motherfucker sneezed and I had to fuck my lining up. I was like, man, look, dude, just gotta start over.
But that's how it happens, though. You gotta fuck up sometimes in order to learn. I fucked my hair plenty of times when I first started off. Then I'm like, all right, I know what not to do. I'm going to do this shit right.
I don't know hella shit not to do. I done did it enough times now to know what not to do. It's just, I don't know. Shit just be happening. It be fucking me up. Or somebody will call me in the midst of me doing some shit, and then it just fuck my shit up.
This is true. One time I cut my hair. And I was trying to get the back, and as I was doing it, my thumb slipped and hit the little switch, and I switched the setting, and it chopped more hair off than I wanted to. So then I had to just go bald after that. I was like, fuck it, I'm just shave everything bald, because I just want to go. But it's hard trying to save your own hair.
Trust me, I know. It's horrible. It's not a good thing.
Especially if you ain't got, like, professional clippers, like at the barbershop clippers and shit. Like, the shit from Walmart and Beauty Supply Store, they all right, but they don't really get the job done.
Yes. You got to have the right shit.
Exactly. So I've been trying to find the perfect T-liners to line my hair up. It costs a lot of money, so I've just been dealing with what I got.
Oh, man, look. I need some T-liners, G. I've been just making do, bro. I've just been making do.
Nice.
It is what it is up this point, man. I'm trying my hardest. I know for a fact they ain't working. I'm just going, you know what I'm saying? Do what I can. until further notice, I'm just doing what I can.
Exactly.
Let me get into a couple tracks real quick. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get back to the to-do list.
Yeah. Ain't on nothing though, you know what I'm saying?
it on. Give me the fucking wall and all the beats. Everything else is telling me when she go get it. Keep a nigga silly, keep you smoking the drone. Definition of being broke, my baby, do not know. Try to buy, pop yourself, I'm constantly grinning. I got a motherfucker down, bitch, so now I'm winning. Ain't no need for pretending, I feel me falling for ya. Cause my nerves be off the chain when I think about her.
Thank you.
And we are back. It's your boy B-Trey with my Radio Rail. And if you are just tuning in, this is OG Radio. And we are talking about the post-quarantine to-do list. What is on it? Man, we already talked about, you know what I'm saying, beekeeper suits, you know what I'm saying, going to the club, barbershops, most definitely.
Most definitely. I would want to go clubbing or something, but I don't. I'm getting too open. I can enjoy a nice lounge, but a club, leave that shit to the young cat.
I want to go hookah and though, just drink a hookah.
No, and you know what?
Nah, I'm good.
I definitely, most definitely miss Expo. Me and my homies would get together on Friday night. Not every Friday because we're getting old, but every other Friday we'll go hoop at Export. You know what I'm saying? Get it in 3, 4, 5 hours. Well, 2, 3 hours. And then go sit in the hot tub, then go eat tacos at the end. But I miss that the most, more than anything else.
Talk about it. You miss the tacos or you just miss the hooping?
The hooping, man. You know, I love it. Always
hey,
been a hooper.
You never know, bro. Bro, I'll be honest with you, bro. I'm 6'3", bro. I honestly never really liked playing basketball as much as I was supposed to, I guess. I like playing defense more. I love playing defense. I'm saying I don't like scoring though. I love playing defense. I like the look in somebody's face when you block somebody's shot. It's like the total, just like they just applied for a line of credit and they just got rejected. It's just like damn. Especially when that shit loud or when they go like to somewhere where you got to stop the game and go retrieve the ball after a block shot. That's just the most disrespectful shit in the world because everybody know. Like, damn. And they make you go get the ball and shit. That shit's funny
pretty
as
much.
Hell. Like, that's what I like. That's the only reason why I like basketball. I like, because, like, I feel like I fucked up my knees and I couldn't dunk on nobody. I really didn't fuck with it that much. But now that I can.
It is hard to enjoy. With an injury, your knees, it is hard to enjoy it. I injured my knee 4 years ago now. And to this day, it still ain't right. So it's hard to enjoy it all the way because I have to wear a knee brace when I hoop down. And I can't do all the things I used to do because I got to be careful. I could re-injure it at any point.
Exactly. And now I'm getting old, so I can't really. It's like I used to be on one of them people like, yeah, nigga, let's play full court. And now I'm like, nigga, what?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
You mean half court, right?
You mean half court? Oh, nah. I said, I'm about to go get some Gatorade. And then I found myself tired as fuck. Like, at the end of every game, like, I'm super tired. Like, damn. Like, why the fuck? And, like, I'm working out and shit now. So, like, I'm going to see what's to it after this quarantine. But still feel horrible, bro. I'll be like, damn. So if I still feel like this, I'm gonna go ahead and start chanting little bro on from the sideline. You can do it. Go ahead. Be the best.
No cap, I've been lazy as shit during quarantine. I haven't worked out. I did not push up, no sit up, no nothing. I just been in the house cooking, eating, and laying around besides going to work now. And, yeah, I feel it. I feel every flab on my stomach since.
Oh, you got flab.
Yeah, it's bad.
You got flab.
It's bad. It's bad.
I caught myself getting a little stomach. I hit the little 20-minute workout and shit. Woke up the next morning, that shit was gone. I had to. I caught that shit early. I'm not going. And I got a high metabolism, so that shit don't even make sense for that shit to be done.
I used to have a very high fast with the metabolism. It started to slow the fuck down. So now I'm like, all right, let me get my ass back in shape. I got to fix this real quick.
Because you got kids now, bro.
And yeah, they be wanting to do stuff, but I'm too tired. I don't feel like it. Nah.
Your kids eat at that metabolism. They feed on that motherfucker. This is over. You do not
unless
have a metabolism.
You like me. Unless you like me and have a lazy ass 30-year-old son who be like, man, I'm tired. Like, what you mean you're tired? You're only 13 years old. Tired shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. Just lazy.
I was tired at 13.
One of those. Wow.
I can't even lie to you, bro. Bro, ask my cousin Chris, bro. He was tired, dude. He used to do a lot of shit, bro. Like, we was walking. Like, we would walk. Like, 13, I was fucking tired, bro. I ain't got time for none of that shit.
Being young and when everybody became teenagers, you just walked everywhere. Yeah, you know, we got bikes and shit, but, like, walking was just essential.
At 13, I ain't even gonna front, bro. At 13, I ain't even know how to ride a bike, bro. I ain't had no bike. I had a skateboard. No cap. A skateboard.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
Damn, you never had a training wheel, had a tricycle, none of that?
I learned how to ride a bike off my little sister shit at like 18. I ain't really need no bike. I was chilling. Posted, was doing my thing.
Yeah, growing up, being born in Chicago and shit, you find all these things to do as a teenager. All we did was walk everywhere. I remember walking from Division and like Austin all the way to fucking Howard. Anybody that knows how far that is, normally you would catch the red line. Walking is just like, hell nah. But that's what we did as teenagers. You just fucking walking. That was the longest walk of my life.
Everywhere where I needed to go, I ain't, it wasn't far. Because, I'm saying, we walked to, so I used to live on Lydia. Then we walked to Mama Dude's. Mama Dude's right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Juicer, right there. Saying, right there. Lydia, the what is that shit? The Cedar building was right there. I ain't really walked that far. Until I started going to high school, and then that one day, the first day I walked the farthest was when I got a Saturday detention at Eisenhower, and they said, if you don't get to Saturday detention, you're going to get expelled. And I was like, damn, and I ain't want my mama to know shit, so I was like, fuck. Hey, I'm about to go to Chris Crib. I walked my ass to Eisenhower. Oh, God. Been with the Burger King and chill. I still ain't end up going
that
to the motherfucking, but I can end up getting kicked out of the Saturday detention, bro, and chill that Burger King.
That was definitely the spot.
Next thing on my motherfucking to-do list, take my lady out to a nice-ass dinner. Because I can't take her. I can cook for her all I want to, but I'm going to take her out somewhere.
Facts. I've been dying to take my girl somewhere. We can't go nowhere.
Oh, God.
We usually have a lot of seafood dates. So we would go to, we find a new seafood restaurant. Now we only went there twice. Like, that was our thing to do whenever we don't have the kids. It's just us. We could be like, hey, seafood? Yeah, cool, let's go. Have a date night. But, not a lot of date nights. I mean, if we have it, it'd just be, hey, you want to watch the movie? All right. That's about it.
Nah, shit. I'm trying to take my girl to this Mexican joint because she loves Mexican food. So I'm trying to take one of these little joints before everything. I'm trying to start closing down, going out of business and what have you or whatever. But I'm trying to do my best, my utmost to take her to a nice place. Some little gifts, some tacos, some crab legs, something like that, you know? Fun, nice.
Yeah, I feel right. One of these episodes, we should do a special on things to do for our ladies to keep men out of trouble.
How to keep us out of trouble.
Yeah, you know, we always be in the doghouse from time to time. It don't be nothing that, like, that we've done physically wrong. It could be something we said wrong or not doing enough of. Shit like that.
Hmm. We could do that on Friday. Our girl will probably be involved. I ain't going to put my girl in it because she gonna expose a nigga. But I'm going to just go ahead and say, I'm going to say one of them, leave the toilet down. Leave the toilet seat down. I heard it just said, you get less fights out leaving the toilet seat down. Your lady would love you if you just spend that extra 2 seconds to leave the toilet seat down. She would not come at you with no type of weapons. You would not have to stay up for your sleep.
And wash your hands when you come out of that toilet.
I'd be
the main one. Like, I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but, like, you know, as men, we don't always have to touch shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we have to touch. You like, it don't matter. You got to wash your hands. I'm like, why ain't that
it
stuff?
Don't care. You done touch something in there. You better not come over here and cuddle with me. You done touch anything in that bitch.
Exactly.
Oh, we gonna have fun with that. There's gonna be something in the future. I refuse to get in trouble with that anymore. I learned that the hard way. Oh God, if I'm too drunk or I'm too sleepy and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'll fuck around. I ain't even gonna lie. No cap, I'll sit down on that bitch. Fuck it. I'm not wasting. I don't want no smoke. I do not zero smoke at all. I'm tired of this shit. I do not want it. You can keep it.
Right. And I don't mind cleaning. I clean anywhere in the house except the bathroom. I just can't do it. Can't come to not do it. I will definitely help contribute, keep it clean.
I'll be forgetting. I ain't gonna lie. I be having so much shit on my mind. Like, I'll take my butt bag off and leave it on the floor. Now that I got my girlfriend with me, she with me right now, whatever. She'd be like, why you just put that right there? And I'd be like, baby, I'm gonna pick it up later. I just gotta, go through my routine or whatever. She like, you better add to your routine putting that shit in the right place. I'm like, shit.
That's how it be, though. Like, for me, like, When mm-hmm. me and my girl got back together and we moved in, whatever, I hate for toothpaste to be used. I hate for it to be squeezed in the middle. I like for it to be squeezed from the bottom up. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
And she every time squeeze it, cause bro, you don't. It'll never have to run out or nothing. If you squeeze from the bottom up. You know what I'm saying?
And
you squeeze it straight from the middle. What? No, it matters.
It don't, bro. Cause look, if you squeeze it from the middle, you still getting stuff out. Then you start from the bottom. It don't matter where you squeeze it from. Just squeeze all of the shit out of it. Like, I don't really care how.
But if you start from the bottom, you ain't gotta worry about nothing.
If you start from the bottom, you still using the same amount of pressure. You just not. You know what I'm saying?
No. Kind of a little bit less pressure. To squeeze it from the middle, you're getting everything on top out first. And then you still try to squeeze the rest of what's on top. And then you start working from the bottom versus just always going from the bottom up.
I use that bitch from to the middle. Then I go from the bottom. I just roll that bitch up, like I'm saying. I roll that motherfucker up, squeeze shit out of that bitch. It don't really matter at the end of the day. You utilizing that shit. That's why I buy my own toothpaste. It's my shit. when me and my girl move together, I'm talking about my own toothpaste. But she can't complain about it. We ain't run into this argument yet. Because I don't think that matters. I don't know. But if she listening, baby, if you listening, it is what it is.
Hey, with the toilet paper, do you care that it comes from the top or the bottom side when you pull it?
That shit don't matter to me, bro, as long as it's some shit right there.
Fuck. I like it from the bottom side. Like, I hate it when it's at the top. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. I don't know, man. Wow. I'm weird. Like, when turning the volume up or down, I only like it to go to even numbers. Like, I don't know. I'm weird. Like,
what? Boy, that's
I don't
boy,
know, man. I don't know what made me
that.
I don't know. It's weird, bro. Like, I'll be in the car turning the volume up. Man. And my favorite number is 21. And that's an odd number. But I only want the volume to anything that I'm using to be on even numbers. That's weird. I don't know, bro.
I'm going
to
let you know like this. That's some OCD you got going on there, bro. that's OCD. That is
100%. I've never thought I would have it.
You got it. Because that's some OCD, bro. It ain't. That's strange. That ain't no. That ain't said even numbers bad. My to do list is to get you some help.
Oh shit.
I can't eat, bro. You cutting up over there? You probably driving motherfuckers crazy.
I mean, we, you know, it's every so often I just like, whatever, you know, deal with it. But, like, that toothpaste is the only thing I would not compromise on. Like, nah, you got to squeeze that shit from the bottle or else there'll be no toothpaste in the bottle. Just go.
All right, then. I got a question for you then.
What up?
Do you like crunchy peanut butter or you like smooth peanut butter?
I like peanut butter in general, so I don't care what the hell it is, as long as peanut butter.
Right,
it's not
Peter
Pan.
Nigga, you don't like peanut butter?
I love
peanut
butter.
Nigga, you
no,
say you
I
don't
like
peanut
butter?
Butter.
No, I love peanut butter, but I don't care what kind it is. I'm a peanut butter freak. I could eat the whole jar of peanut butter to be satisfied.
All right, do you like orange juice with pulp?
Without pulp, I hate that.
I love pulp. Love all that shit, too.
Nope.
Love all
that shit. Make me feel like I'm... I don't know. I hate pulp.
I love that shit. That's my shit.
Why? Like, why?
I don't know why. I don't know. It just tastes better.
What?
Like my favorite thing in the morning is wake up early in the morning, drink me some coffee and some orange juice. I don't even eat breakfast. If I don't have to, I won't eat it. I love me some orange juice and some coffee. Shit's fire. Together. Same time. Not mixed. One and then the other. Like, I drink my orange juice and then I down some coffee. That shit is delicious. Like, I'd be mad. Like, I'm
yeah,
mad like, they don't offer free refills anywhere for my orange juice coffee combo. I need that in my life.
100%. It's just got to be without poke.
Mm-hmm. All right, so apple juice or orange juice?
Orange juice. I mean, I like apple juice, but orange juice way much worse.
I cannot fuck with no fucking apple juice like that. I love apple juice, but I can't fuck with that shit. Fuck my stomach up. Nah, and I don't think it's
supposed like
it to do that
though,
shit.
You said fuck
nah,
your what?
Well, don't. No. Cranberry juice don't quench your thirst, bro. That shit evil as hell, bro. You can go to the refrigerator thirsty as hell,
know,
drink
man.
A whole bag of cranberry juice and
know.
Still be fucking thirsty. It dry your mouth
I
out.
I don't know, man. It quenches my thirst. I like cranberry juice.
Right.
I like the cranberry apple, cranberry grape.
No, I'm not saying no cranberry apple. I'm not saying no cranberry grape. I say cranberry juice, bro.
I mean, I can drink cranberry juice, too, but I feel like
juicy juice.
It's enough for me, bro.
Welch's. I'm talking about pure cranberry juice, bro. Bro, when you come over, you ain't getting offered nothing but cranberry juice from now on. Because, bro, that shit is... It'll dry your mouth out,
I will
bro.
Accept.
You can't... All right. Come over here. All right, we're going
accept.
Straight to your cranberry juice. You better drink all of that shit. you gonna drink it and be thirsty, bro. The only time that's good is like when you got like a sign of liquor. But I don't even drink nothing that need cranberry juice. I drink all apple anything. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even fuck with cranberry juice. I fuck with that papaya. Oh my god. You know what the? Oh my god.
I mean, I like it, but it's not my go-to. Papaya is not my go-to, man. So on my to-go-get list, papaya first thing I'm gonna get. But I like it. I do like it. I like mixing it with liquor. But you know, that ain't my go-to.
Papaya is the shit.
My go-to drink is Gatorade and orange. Definitely Gatorade and orange. Then water. It used to be Coke. I used to be Coke everything, but I had to slow down on the pop, you know. So now I rarely.
Mm-mm. I don't drink pop.
Big crap,
bro.
Nah, I used to love it, but I ended up having kidney issues, so I had to slow down on the pop. Some people think that, you know, popping is just, you know, go always be fine. Nope. If that shit could clear the rust off of fucking metal objects, then you could imagine what it does to your inside.
Oh, I ain't never drink dark pop anywhere like that. I've always, like, even when I was drinking pop, I drank Sprite. So all that other shit, that shit is dead. Over with, OVA. I cannot fuck with Pepsi or no Coke. That shit gross to me.
Dr. Pepper. I hate Pepsi
products. Dr. Pepper? I fuck with Dr. Pepper, man.
That's one thing I will buy.
What?
Dr. Pepper? That's one thing I will buy. Yeah. That's definitely one thing that I would go get all the time. That's like a cheat drink to me. Like when I know I ain't supposed to have pops, if there's Dr. Pepper, I'm drinking.
That's gross, huh?
Can't help it.
Tell you that not. That shit is gross. I fuck with Dr. Pepper a little bit, I guess. But motherfucker be saying that shit tastes like root beer. I was like, nah, that shit does not taste like root beer. It tastes more like cream soda.
Far from it. Right. Far from it.
Shit, gross. But
whoever said that,
you play a couple of songs, then we're gonna get back into this shit. All
right.
I just won't load up the clip. I just won't hit me a lick. I just won't flip it to brick. I just won't pop stock and win. I just won't rollie on wrist. BVS diamonds, they hit. I just won't cush for the lift. Take off like a jet off the pill. I just won't 50 round clip. And every my diamonds, they pick. I just won't pull up and kill him. I just want bread to the ceiling. I just want her busting dishes. So I put her in the kitchen. I just want finesse the plug. Tell him meet me with my drugs. I just want smoke number dubs. Roll up in all of the clubs. I just want flex and Givenchy. Designer that cover my body. I just want customs and not. I just want dope for my family. Pull up in them Raris and Billies. I just want bowl out the gym. Line up my whip with some rims. I roll up two blunts, blow with Slim. I just want pistol and Mac in the glove. The weed I receive with the gas in the blunt. Wanna get rich, you stay broke if you want. And that's the plug off the soft white man can't jump. Shotgun riding, no asthma got the pump. Money funny like Eddie in my pockets on clump. Keep your hand full of bitches, I don't need one.
With your bitch, I'll pull another hoe.
Yeah.
Cop a bad bitch just like ghost.
Yeah.
Wanna heat the bread, nigga, that's toast.
Yeah.
Wanna get high, sell for the low. Nigga, wanna get high, sell for the low.
I
just won't load up the clip. I just won't hit me a lick.
I just won't
flip with the bricks. I just won't pop stock and whip.
I just won't
rollie on wrist. BVS diamonds, they hit.
I just won't push for the lift.
Take off like a jet off the pill.
Yeah.
I just won't 50 round clip. And every my diamonds, they pill. The squad just stepped on Billie Jean video. Won't cash paid in full like I'm Mitchin' Rico. But 40 till empty, I have to reload. I just want 30, you talking kilos. My whip is slotted like a casino. Stack chips like I'm Vegas, I'm having relations. Just come with this Martian and blow gas in my spaceship. Got business important and I caught me a blazer. Just won't shock the world, hit the earth with my taser. Like my engineer bitch is saying I'm major. All they won't do is till left gets it safer. Just wanna record, roll up green like we gators. No backing and robbing how I kick the place. Just won't count some bands, it's a clap in my hand, I should cut. Like some jelly, I got off the jet. From a boy to a man, now I came from a grain. The bricks that I order is Drake color 10. Fork in my hand, then I beat out the pen. Take over Caesar, I kill them again. Dig their own grave, lay them next to his can. Get faded like Mike, them Jakes jump out the gym. Never seen balls, but I'm good with the pen. My bros, they foes, they ride for the fence. Bad bitch from Asia, we blow blunts with chin. I just won't load up the clip. I just won't hit me a lick.
I just won't flip with the bricks. I just won't pot stock and whip.
I just won't rollie on wrist.
BVS diamonds, they hit.
I just won't kush for the lift.
Take off like a jet off the pill.
I just won't 50 round clip.
And every my diamonds, they piss.
The God Father.
Huh. Bitch, you talk about the wrong shit. I'm trying to master this grown shit. You won't so leave me alone shit, so I'm lit, so you on your own, bitch. Give him a bone to your chariot. I'm a boss, so I bury it. We don't get along to say period. Bitches, they beating this stuck on their period. Crying, I'm laughing so serious. Being here, bitches delirious. Bitches can't do what I do. I wear six on my shoe. That's to say, young Betty Boo. Hey, I'm a queen and a Jew. Niggas be stupid. Hoes gon' do what they do. I pull up grinning at who? I'm getting money like you. I'm hitting notes like I'm Drew. Jackie needed a Jill. Plus, the height and the heel. I see I needed a wheel. I play with Tommy, I needed a thrill. None of you bitches is real, so sick, so put it in icy. Bitches be mad cause I'm icy. When y'all your niggas are licey. When I order, I'm grabbing the ice. When I'm blue, I'm screaming, I'm biting. Pick a chew when I'm rolling a dice. Strike a seven, I'm rolling like ice. Be the bitch, I'm a star on my life. House where I be trending the night. I'm quick with the left and the right. Make the bitch when I say it's on sight. No fraud, get busy tonight. Greedy bitch got they eye open. Niggas chasing cause my ass poking. Bitches hating on the scale token. Niggas scared of that mad potion. Super saiyan and I'm super soaking. Living line like I'm Jack Owen. Hit his line cause I'm outspoken. You been mad, get your man knowing. Knowing that a grip, I'm a sip this year. Had to be a boss, I'm in this year. Had to be a cost, I'm a quick fourth year. Know to tell it all in his friends this year. Bitches been fake, ain't shit sincere. Had to say it loud just to make it clear. Niggas been fake, so bitch beware. Niggas been fake, so bitch beware. Sleep on me, then you been losing. Move, bitch, you better move in. Don't copy my drip, bitch, I'm moving. With a drip on the ice and my shoes in. I've been going so bad, I've been nudin'. I've been feeling so bad, I say boolin'. I ain't coming outside, niggas rudin'. I ain't coming outside, bitch, you rudin'.
Yo, thinking out loud, in this packed club and it's about to get wild. Model type chicks all around like clouds, taking off clothes like it's going out of style. Look up in the crowd, then I see her, body language talking, we don't even need words. Driving on the curves like I'm running on E, about to dive in, I ain't talking about the beach, I'm a beast, huh?
Baby, tonight, baby, I'm yours, your love gets me high, and we can just soar. Baby, tonight. Baby, I'm yours. Your love gets me high, and we can just soar. Time and time again, love just seems to end. But I'll take you high, higher than you've been. It ain't no question. what's going wrong. Your past has hurt you, baby, way too long. So just do what you feel is right. Don't fight the feeling tonight.
Beautiful,
oh,
sexy.
Beautiful,
beautiful,
sexy.
Beautiful,
sexy. With your body,
your body
kiss me.
Beautiful,
sexy.
Beautiful,
sexy.
Beautiful,
sexy.
Your body
pressing
against
me.
Baby,
tonight.
Baby,
I'm yours.
Your love
gets me
high.
And we can
just soar.
Baby,
tonight.
Baby,
I'm yours.
Your love
gets me
high.
And we
can just
soar.
Lady in the streets. Something else when we get up in the sheets. Real fine if you want to say the least. Shoot game, killing tombstones in a reef.
Hey.
She never ceased to amaze. Body on point like I'm talking about a blade. She the type of woman you could marry in a day. Cutting other women off like you talking about a fade. I ain't never in the phase, I just want to feel love. Like I'm in a maze that I can't leave from. Missing those days where we used to have fun. Girl like you, we can leave on the run. Yeah, smooth. In the bedroom, no rules. And I ain't trying to be rude. I can tell by your mood, all them clothes get removed, right?
Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Your body pressing against me.
Beautiful,
sexy. Beautiful,
sexy.
Beautiful,
sexy.
Your body pressing against me.
And we back. How to say that? So it's like, let's see, we got like 5 minutes left in that thing. Anything else you want to put in your to-do list for getting out of the quarantine? I know I want to put movies on there, bro. I'm trying to go to the movies or something, bro.
Definitely want to go to the movies or shit like that, but last but not least, visit my family. You know, some family, you know, took this whole COVID thing to heart. We're not really fucking with people like that, family or not. But it's understandable and it's respected. You know what I'm saying? Some people got illness. But definitely been missing the family gatherings just because get together. Miss that shit right now.
No.
Oh, shit.
I got two things on my to-do list. Two more things on to-do list. Hire more people at work. So motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, ain't got to be doing all of this shit. Man, being essential, it's hurting my back, man.
Man, who you tell? Come home sore every day.
So I'm saying, I'm not complaining. I'm blessed that I still have my job in the midst of this quarantine and everything that's going on, but I'm tired. I'm not complaining. Just expressing myself outwardly. I'm tired. What else? I want to take my child to the park. I'm going to take my little baby to the park.
Definitely want to take kids out.
I don't know. Want to have some fun.
I definitely miss that. A lot of kids is tired of being in the house 24/7. It's hard to be a parent and a teacher at the same time when it comes to the state schoolwork and shit. So, like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
That shit is well needed to take them outside the house. Me and my girl took our kids out for a walk last week. We was just like, you know what, nice out, let's go for a walk. Take everybody outside the house. And it was relaxing. Somewhat. I was tired as hell.
Somewhat.
Yeah, I was tired as shit. I don't walk. I don't exercise. So walking for as long as we did, I was tired as all of it.
Oh. Okay, let's see. Final thoughts of the day?
Sorry, y'all. It's been a long day. Final thoughts of the day, just, you know, everybody, this shit is real out here. They're cracking down even harder, so just abide by the rules. Just quickly, y'all can abide by the rules. Just quickly, the sand goes away. As y'all know, I do the podcast on Mondays. Yesterday was the first episode, so you can go back and tune in to The Freshers of a Side Guy. I will be doing the live radio shows every Monday at 8 p.m. Catch me on there. And that is it for me.
For me, let's see. The one beat per day thing is going wonderful. I'm not putting all of them out because I don't have a specific place to put them. Because I don't want to put everything on SoundCloud because I'm running out of space on SoundCloud. I ain't even going to lie to you. So, we're just going to start putting them together and then, like, releasing them by, like, the 25s and, like, little mixtapes. But I'm still doing it. I can't lie to you. I'm still doing it. Coming up with some real things. This is day five.
All right.
This beat, I had my girl. I woke up this morning, I had my girl helping me with it.
All right.
I don't know if she was saying, I'm being honest with you, but I'm fine. She fucked with it.
Right.
But,
speaking of music, y'all, I got a track coming soon, y'all. I'm working on it. I'm in the midst of it right now. It's not done yet, but it's gonna be called Best Friend. It's coming soon. I'm gonna have it played here when it's over and done with. But it's coming soon, y'all.
I can't wait to hear it. I don't know how long I'm gonna be waiting, but. Be waiting ahead.
I say within the next 2 weeks. Was it the 5th? Within the next 2 weeks, I'll be done.
Okay. I'll be waiting. I can't wait how long. But
so be late.
I need to hear that. I'm gonna be the judge of that. We're gonna judge us.
I got you, man. We're going to judge it.
Hey,
I don't disappoint, man.
We don't know yet. You ain't make a song. your track record is empty at the moment, so yeah.
Y'all heard my freestyles out here.
Look, I'm just going to go ahead and end the show on that.
All right.
To everybody out there, man, be safe. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. And show some love to these essential workers out here that's risking their lives every day. That's all right.
Peace out, y'all. Radio Real is out. This man is tired, and I'm tired.
Oh, God.
It's been a long day.
Oh, God. So, teaching everybody, love you guys. Deuces.